Today I'm joined by Lee Ligon and Claire Gagno, the co-chairs of the LGBTQ plus task force at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. They are tabling at the student union today in honor of the Transgender Day of Remembrance, or the International Transgender Day. It is the final day of Transgender Awareness Week. Welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Claire and Lee. Can you just start off by telling me what is the Transgender Day of Remembrance?
So the Transgender Day of Remembrance was started in 1999, so this is actually the 20th anniversary. It was started by a transgender advocate, Gwendolyn Ann Smith, as a vigil to honor the memory of Rita Hester, who was a transgender woman who was killed in 1998. So this is a day that we remember the names of all of the transgender people whose lives have been lost to anti-trans violence. In this year in the United States alone, there have been over 20 transgender or gender nonconforming people who have been murdered in the United States alone. This number is probably an underestimate because these crimes are often underreported.
And certainly we want to acknowledge that this isn't just an issue within the United States. In fact, I recently saw an article in Forbes that stated that 331 trans people had been killed this year across the world. So I think it's really important that we look both nationally within the United States, but also remember that, you know, anti-trans, anti-gender nonconforming violence is something that is a major issue worldwide.
Our
this is Lee Ligon.
Our goal here is to really raise the visibility of this issue and bring it out in our community here at Rensselaer. One of the most striking things about the list of murders from this year is how young all of these people were. These were people who are the same age as the students here, and their lives were tragically cut short. And our goal here is to really make sure that we as a community are aware of this and that we can raise these voices more broadly.
And there is a list of some of the known people who we are remembering today. Can you just actually name them for me, Claire?
Yeah, I'd like to make a note first about the actual list. I think something else that's really, really important to note about this list, in the United States, as I look at this list, these are all Black trans women. And so 91% of the murders of trans people are Black trans women.
Just to make sure we got that, it was 91% of murders.
91% of the 22 reported murders of transgender people in the United States in 2019 were Black women.
That's something to really just sit on, actually.
Yeah, sort of looking at the name every year, I find myself just chills. It's breathtaking in a really not good way. So I'd be happy to read the names.
And that's actually significant. I don't know if that list has where they are in the United States, but the demographics of where these murders are taking place also seem significant. Can you add that to what you're adding?
Over 80% of them were in the South. But this is not just an issue for the South. This is an issue for the entire nation, and as Claire said, the entire world. Anti-trans, anti-gender nonconforming violence touches us all, and this is something that we can't just brush away and say it only happens someplace else.
Claire?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd like to read the names, and I obviously can't promise to say them correctly, but I will absolutely do my best. Brianna B.B. Hill was 30 years old. Italia Marlowe was 29 years old. Jaleha Jamar, unknown age. B. Love Slater was 23 years old. Bailey Reeves was 17 years old. Tracy Single was 22 years old. Bubba Walker was 55 years old. Pebbles La Dime Doe was 24 years old. Kiki Fantroy was 21 years old. Denali Barry Stuckey was 29 years old. Brooklyn Lindsay, 32 years old. Zoe Spears, 23 years old. Chanel Skurlock was 23 years old. Chanel Lindsay I was 26 years old. Paris Cameron was 20 years old. Michelle Tamika Washington was 40 years old. Malaysia Booker was 23 years old. Claire Legato was 21 years old. Ashanti Carmen, no age. Jaslyn Ware, no age. And finally, Dana Martin was 31 years old.
As you read those names, what should we be thinking about here at home on our campus at RPI related to supporting our trans and gender nonconforming students?
In preparing for today, I came across the material and, you know, the idea of no more, right? This is just really unprecedented. Over 20 lives were taken this year. And I think it's just really important to think about that and how this population is disproportionately impacted in the United States and around the world. And I think my impression, my understanding, both in sort of vague statements I've heard, but also working directly with transgender students, is there's some fear on campus, and certainly beyond campus, right? It's not unique to Rensselaer in any way. But I think it's really important to remember, right? We're celebrating this day. Of course people are afraid. Not only are they afraid of discriminatory practices in classrooms and micro and macroaggressions with peers, but also, right, there's a fear for life. And I think that's really something that you can't forget, having to have that sort of constant state of vigilance. I can't imagine how exhausting that is, you know, as someone whose gender performance doesn't exactly fit the norms. You know, I'm conscious, but not in a way that a lot of my trans siblings are.
I think the most important thing that we as faculty and staff and students here at Rensselaer can really do is educate people and educate ourselves, educate our community, and really focus and raise awareness of the stigma and the bias that exists in our culture. As we've pointed out, the vast majority of these murders were of Black trans women. And there's a significant issue with the intersection of race and gender identity and poverty. And these are issues that affect us all, even if they don't affect us directly. And our responsibility, our moral responsibility, is to raise these issues and to bring visibility to them in a much broader context.
Claire, your shirt says legalize trans. Can you tell me what that means to you?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, right, the law doesn't protect trans people as trans people. There are no protections in most states for things like employment and housing. In some places, in many places, getting safe medical care is really a challenge. And so I think for me, wearing this shirt is a statement that, like, we've got to do better. We've got to elect politicians who are going to support trans populations. Get real legislation passed, you know, do education with law enforcement and other, you know, services that people need across the United States and beyond.
As you table here today at the Student Union at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, you are part and the co-chairs of the LGBTQ Task Force. What do you hope comes after today's Trans Day of Remembrance for the work with the task force?
For me, I think the benefit I could see from something like this is to let our trans students know that we're here and we support them, that we are working to work with them to create an environment in which they can thrive and they can reach their full potential. I think that is one of the most important things that we can do here today. I think we can also raise this issue to a broader audience who isn't necessarily aware of this issue and maybe open their eyes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to state not only to support the trans students directly, you know, working one-on-one with them, but also to bring the issue to a wider audience, right? Sitting at this table with a trans flag on it, you know, I think there's likely some questions. And, you know, when we tabled for National Coming Out Day, like, people stopped by and were like, oh, what is this? What's going on? And so I think it's a really powerful statement to be in the student union and have a trans flag out. And if nothing else, causes people to pause and hopefully, like Lee said, you know, really bring some visibility to this issue.